People who live in downtown Jersey City often refer to it as New York's unofficial sixth borough. It's just as close, if not closer, to Manhattan as the so-called outer boroughs, 5 to 7 minutes on the PATH train. WNYC's Jenna Flanagan plugs into Grove Street as part of our Main Street series to find out how it's weathering the recession.
People have always been curious about Jersey City, but according to Carrie Sanders, who lives in the neighborhood, it's got one small flaw.
I think Jersey and Jersey City and will always have that stigma, right? Oh, it's Jersey, right?
But that doesn't seem to be hurting the business district that's clustered along the 8 blocks of Grove Street. It's lined with boutiques, restaurants, apartments, a mosque, and even City Hall. Barely a mile inland from the Hudson River, merchants say they're able to be in business at a fraction of the cost they'd pay in Manhattan. Coupled with the fact that gentrification has infused the neighborhood with young professionals, Grove Street seems to be in a sturdy bubble that so far has absorbed much of the recession's blow. That's why when Kristen Skye heard of a storefront opening, she immediately grabbed the opportunity to open her store, Cannibal Home.
I did run from my full-time position in Midtown. I left early, made up an excuse, and ran when I found out the space was opening with a check in my hand. Sight unseen, I had been in the store a couple of times, ran in and put my deposit down because Grove Street, especially Jersey City, is extremely competitive.
Skye's store carries funky and vintage women's apparel and home accessories. The 650-square-foot location occupies the former home of On the Inside, another home goods store that closed at the end of April amid the economic slowdown. Skye says the corner location barely stayed empty for a whole month. She's also remarkably upbeat for someone opening a new business on the still warm grave of another.
The recession has offered me a lot of opportunities. One is that vendors are willing to kind of give a lower entry price point. Maybe a couple of years ago it was more about $5,000 for clothing items to kind of buy into the line. Now it's about $1,500, even $500. So, and these are still quality, fantastic vendors. They're just trying to make it a little bit easier for business owners to get the product in their stores.
So far, Skye says she's doing well, selling what she describes as a New York state of mind to residents looking to create that feel in their Jersey City homes. Residents like Joshua Levitt.
I'm a huge advocate of what's going on here.
Levitt is one of the area's newer residents. He purchased a 2-bedroom condo in Grove Point, a 30-story luxury high-rise that punctures the neighborhood's low-rise skyline. The building, the most modern in the area, caused some community controversy when it first opened 2 years ago. The pervasive fear was that a building of over 500 apartments with commercial tenants like Starbucks and Duane Reade would attract residents who didn't get the charm of Grove Street. Levitt says he loves his local Main Street so much he doesn't feel the need to go into Manhattan anymore.
I invite friends of mine here all the time. Some actually make the trek over the river, and we know how hard that is for city folk. Friends of mine from the suburbs of Jersey and whatnot, and just about every single time one of them comes in here, they have the exact same reaction, which is, wow.
Michelle Williams, proprietor of Skin Organics, says she's had several customers tell her they've made shopping on Grove Street a priority.
People are just starting to get it, you know, that if you want to have a thriving and exciting and nurturing community, you have to add to that. You have to put your energy into that in order to get that energy out of it. And if you don't support the stores in your neighborhood, you're not going to have any.
In an effort to nurture that sense of community support and fulfill the $1,000 tax abatement he got for each unit, Grove Point developer Jonathan Kushner is welcoming the community into the public plaza he rebuilt at the nearby Grove Street PATH station.
We now have 1 day a week a farmer's market, 2 days a week this coming summer. There'll be live music out there in the evenings. We have a program with the Special Improvement District to try and promote people to park in our building for free and then shop along Newark Avenue.
Jersey City's newly reelected mayor, Jeremiah Healy, says he sees no reason to believe the recession will stop development or commerce on Grove.
We have a lot to offer, so we feel that, you know, whether they're buying units or renting units, residents and businesses will continue to come to Jersey City.
And developers are counting on that. 68 new condos called Liberty View, located at the far end of Grove Street, are open and already for sale. The Jersey City bubble seems to continue to float as others have popped. For WNYC, I'm Jenna Flanagan.